I'm Andy Hamer, taking you back to a golden age of public service broadcasting, 2016, and Dave Podmore's big Bake Off Bash.
Podmore's asked for that to be reviewed. Well, the on-field umpire didn't like it, nor did we, I'm afraid. It's one of the worst cricket autobiographies since Pod's last one. We can hear the third umpire now.
Just give me another look at the cover, mate. OK, stick with your original decision, Ravi. It's an absolute shocker.
Yeah.
No, as I say, obviously, cricket's always been my life. Remember pointing at the telly one afternoon when I was about five, saying, Dad, that's what I want to do. We're actually watching Fanny Craddock's Cooking for Christmas. Obviously, Dad said, no way, you're playing for Leicestershire. I already bunged him a pony, so, well, you just get on with it, don't you? But I've always dreamed of maybe making a pineapple boat. Duchess potatoes dyed green, but it wasn't to be, and as I say, I'm in a very good place now.
Well, I'm afraid that means Pod Almighty will have to be removed from the Lord's Bookshop, but there are still a few copies of I'm Having a Lovely Cakey Time by yours truly, which I have to say is an absolute steal at $24.99. Well, as it's still raining, let's have a look at some humorous tea towels. Oh, yes, this one's such fun.
It's not unfair to say that Leicestershire has been enjoying something of a renaissance of late. For 16th century Florence, read the King Power Stadium, formerly Walker's Arena of reduced fat crisps. Michelangelo's outstretched hand of God? Make that Jamie Vardy, poking a finger with pinpoint accuracy into the ref's eye. But every silver lining has a dark underbelly, as I was to discover when I visited a bustling food bank for my regular Friday afternoon segment on BBC Radio 1 County, Andy Hamer's Austerity Watch. It's impossible to overstate the sad desperation of people who, through no fault of their own, have fallen on hard times.
Look, give me that tin of beans, you tell rag. I thought you
had it. Hello, Pod.
Oh, hello, Andy.
I certainly didn't expect to bump into Leicestershire cricket's legendary bits and pieces maestro Dave Podmore. Not in a queue for tins of food, many of them dented.
I'm not queuing, you stupid idiot. I'm here for, I'm doing a celebrity opening.
Looks like it's already open, Pod.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me very great pleasure. Most nights. No, behave. Yes, you, Mrs. and your 10 kids. I declare this food bank open. Very much so. Woo!
Are you all right there, love? Has it all got to you yet?
Tell you what, sweetheart. Instead of charging you my usual £2,000 in readies, just chuck us a tin of beans with sausages in you.
Well, all right, but that's it for this week. Right, here, I'll catch.
Bad luck, Pod.
I didn't see it against the background, that stack of value cocoa pots. They really need to look at putting floodlights in here.
The tape's still running, Pod, so would you mind if I recorded an interview with you for Austerity Watch?
Wrong guy, Andy. Dave Podmore's living the dream. Eating in the open air, dining Al Pacino, whatever.
Pod, I'm going to have to bowl a bouncer at you. If you really were doing a celebrity opening, then how come you weren't doing it with the famous Dave Podmore outsized gold scissors?
Oh, I left them at home.
In that case, and here comes my googly, how is it that I managed to secure them for just £18.50 on eBay after a nail-biting 3 weeks, 4 days and 38 minutes? Pod?
That went on the bus fare from Solihull after my girlfriend Danny chucked me out. I've made a mess of everything. My life's just been a disaster waiting to go wrong.
What happened with the former England women's all-rounder? Danny spelt with the record three eyes.
I was supposed to be a Twitter coach, but marketing tweets were just getting slower and slower, and it all blew up when she forgot to retweet Deals Day at Refilled Toner Cartridges Direct. Guess whose head was on the block?
Jeremy Corbyn's. He's usually to blame for everything.
Mine, Andy. It just feels like there's no light at the end of the doldrum.
Have you thought of another tilt at a coveted place on a Test Match special commentary team?
Well, they'll never forgive me after I messed up on air with the holding Willy blooper.
Yes, that was a bit embarrassing, Pod. Better draw a veil over it. What was it you famously said? The bowler's holding...
And facing him is Northamptonshire's Peter Willy. Yeah, I know, I completely failed to make a saucily suggestive connection between the two names.
Yeah, schoolboy humour error, Pod. Why not send TMS, as I like to call it, a cake as a peace offering? They're always going on about the Victoria sponges people send in. And talking of home cooking, What are the prospects for a reconciliation between yourself and your attractive wife, Jackie?
She's agreed to let me sleep in the garage for a trial period, but only for the sake of the dogs.
So, the cricket partnership that's second only to Broad and Anderson could be back in business.
Yeah, but I've got to prove I can provide for her, keep her in the skin colour to which she's become accustomed.
Tangerine Dream, as I recall.
Oh, she wants to change to Sierra Sandstorm now. Ooh. It's not cheap. She has to go in for a respray every month at El Tan Fasti because it wears off. Now she wants her eyebrows tattooing. I mean, where's the money for that coming from?
A shame you didn't fill your boots betting on the Foxes' extraordinary 5,000-to-1 Premier League run.
Yeah, I had 20 quid on.
Ooh. So you must have netted a cool 100,000.
No, I cashed out. I shouldn't have listened to Ray Winston, but you can't not, can you? So I ended up with 40 quid. Won't even pay for an eyebrow. That'll teach me to bet responsibly.
Dave Podmore's always been the first to back himself to put his hand up, be it on the park, or in this case, to film an audition of himself on his smartphone, in a plucky attempt to save BBC Two's top, but seemingly doomed, motortainment franchise.
If this car was a vegetable, it'd be one that's no good. Like, as I say, broccoli. That foreigner's funny. Hey, who lost the war? Not me. Whatever the insulting term for an argy is, you're it. Oh, no. Now I'm in trouble. Here comes PC Plod. Yes, how can I help you, officer?
What do you think you're doing?
Seeing how fast I can drive around Princess Diana's memorial fountain.
Well, don't.
Ah, all right, sorry. Probably the biggest plonker in the whole of the congestion charge area. Never got back to me. There's 12 of them. Not one of them got back.
No, it's their loss. And you did tick some of the boxes, Pod. Your number plate was pretty nasty.
I know, I should have hit the copper. I just find it so hard to be really offensive unless I'm being obscenely overpaid.
Well, tell me about it, Pod. Everyone's feeling the pinch. The cutbacks here at Radio 1 County have already started to bite. Mm. And we're on air in 5 seconds. You pass me that CD, Pod.
What, this one?
Yeah, that's right. You're listening to Andy Hamer in the afternoon. And have we got a fun-packed show for you today? We'll be talking about holidays. I'll be telling you about my recent one with Mum on Hailing Island. But first, the weather.
Well, will this summer never end? Another scorcher on the menu today.
What's he on about? It's chucking it down.
It's cutbacks again, Pod. It's a repeat.
No need to get that tank top out for the next few days at least. And from all of us up here on the Air Ministry roof, best of luck to Virginia Wade at Wimbledon this afternoon as she takes on the big Dutch girl with a bandage on her leg. Go, Ginny.
Wise words there from the one and only Bert Ford. Weather Gold from 1977. Right, high time we had some music. Why not put your feet up? Unless you're driving, of course, or up a ladder, and let the carpenters take the strain. There's lyrics here, Pop.
What?
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation. Come on, Pod. And the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found obviously. Ever since you've been around. So, it's put me. Where's it put you, Pod?
Yeah, now on top of the world, to be fair.
Oh, switchboard's lighting up already.
Oh.
Hey, it's summer. What better time to stock up on bleach? 3 litres for just £1.
Get on it, Andy. Look at that. 2-for-1 socket sets.
Yes, I know. Whatever you think about the referendum, Pod, these low-cost continental supermarkets have certainly revolutionised the weekly shop. But don't forget, we're here to get ingredients for the TMS cake.
Yeah, it's really hard when they don't put the recipes up online anymore. What do we need?
Flour, butter, eggs, hundreds and thousands. And I'll tell you Mum's secret ingredients.
Yeah, just keep it secret, Andy. Go and get the rest of the stuff. I'll see you at the checkout.
Oh, sure, Pod.
Right. I'm having this dog Santa outfit. That's your Christmas sorting cream.
Oh, sorry, we don't really allow dogs in here.
Oh, thing is, love, he swallowed my wife's contactless card. So, when we get to the checkout, we're going to have to swipe him.
Oh, fair enough, then. Use the wide aisle, and it's all right this once, but next time, don't wear your pyjamas.
Oh, sorry.
You are the dog.
Point taken.
Heard the rumour? Family-sized rat poison is just £3 a box. Go to aisle 28, just by the back-to-school lunchboxes. And while you're there, stock up on cheese and carpet tiles, with perhaps a tub of hummus for a Mediterranean twist.
Oh, 6 toffee apples for 30p.
Ooh, you dough. Here we are, Pod. I thought you'd probably need an icing gun and these chocolate seahorses.
Good call, Andy.
That'll be £211 exactly then, please. Are you wanting some carriers?
For 5p a pop? I don't think so. Hold Creed, Andy, while I pack everything into my cricket bag.
Okay, Pod.
Just swipe Creed's tummy across the card terminal.
Sure. No, I'm afraid your dog's been declined, sir. It's over the credit limit.
Andy, you'll have to stick it on your card. I'll pay you back when I've got my banter game show commissioned on Sky Atlantic.
All right.
Sorry, sir, but your dog's eating our card terminal.
Who's a naughty one?
Andy, what are you doing feeding him that stuff? He's very anxious about his body image. We think he might be gender non-binary.
While Pod was waiting for a reaction from the TMS team to his cake, he sought to regain his rightful place in the public's affections by reconnecting with the game that shaped him. Not Grand Theft Auto 3, but cricket.
Here we are, Isleworth. Last throw of the dice, Andy.
One of the toughest challenges a player can face, and it's defeated some of the greatest legends of the game, is the graveyard shift on Sky Sports all-night coverage of the Abu Dhabi Desert Classic Masters Bash. Does Dave Podmore have what it takes to stand for 13 hours with David Gower behind the iconic curvy console?
Welcome back. It may be 4:30 in the morning, but whatever you do, don't go away, because the good news is that the sandstorm's easing off, so we could have some more play before very long. So let's have a look back at the one ball that was possible before the sand descended on this not exactly crucial, but by no means without interest, clash between the Lahore Piranhas and Kevin Peterson's Hobart Dingoes. Well, joining me standing here behind the Kirby console, through the wee small hours, is Dave Podmore. Pod, what did you make of that delivery? Did it nibble a bit? Or do you think it was offering to shape away a touch? Pod. Pod! Oh, sorry.
Oh, God! Oh, sorry.
Oh, goodness. You've broken the curvy console. We've got splintered laminate all over the studio floor. But, well, that's not exactly the most unexciting thing that's happened tonight. So, let's look at it again. In super slow-mo.
Pod. Sorry.
At this stage, Pod's okay. He's standing up, but not in significant detail. He's got his eyes closed. Bit of drool running down the beard there. And as you can see, his weight's all wrong, and I'm afraid there's only going to be one outcome from that.
Where's the curvy thing gone? I've nowhere to put my biryani.
Pleased to say we've been joined in the studio by Mr. David Bumble Lloyd, Hotfoot from the Isleworth Tandoori. We'll get Bumble's views on that after the break.
It's Ray here. Oi! Bet responsibly, or I'll come round and give you a slap. Now.
Bad luck, Pod.
I tell you what, if that Donald Trump wants a big wall, he should come here, borrow the one I've been banging my head against for the last 35 years.
The brick wall of unfairness, whose most malign intervention occurred in 1997, when Bloomsbury Publishers went for Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, instead of Who's Let Off? 400 of the best Derbyshire after-dinner anecdotes.
I've collected another 50 since then. Ooh. How many gags are there, Andy, about gay giraffes going into a singles bar in Harry Potter? None. I've been through them a lot.
I've read them all too, Pod. I queued outside Waterstones all night for the last three. We should form a book group.
What am I going to do?
Well, if you've nothing else in your diary, perhaps you could help me with my Radio 1 County traffic reports.
What happened to your helicopter?
The jamcopter went before the biscuit trolley. Thank you very much, Mr. Whittingdale, and your select committee.
So what do you want me to do? I'm not singing again.
If you could pull into the bus lane at an awkward angle, I could report it.
All right.
If we stay here till the school run starts, we might have traffic chaos.
Like this?
Yeah. Another 6 inches out, Pod, and it's traffic mayhem.
OK.
That's 8 till 9 taken care of. Right. Well, while we're waiting for the perfect traffic storm, let's see what the opposition's up to.
News, and we haven't been able to afford a paper this morning, so we don't actually know this for sure.
Them as well.
But we're guessing the headlines might be dominated by events yesterday on our sister station Radio 4, when the entire test match special team went down with apparent food poisoning. Here's what happened.
Still no play, but the good news is there's lots of this lovely cake left which somebody's very kindly sent in, so don't panic as, who is it who used to say that? Corporal Mannering, wasn't it, in Are You Being Served, or am I thinking of Basil Fawlty? Either way, it's...
Who's unprofessional now?
Oh, dear, Blowers appears to have had rather too good a lunch. But don't panic, to quote Captain Slocum. We won't miss a ball, especially as it's raining. And this cake really is...
Pop, when did you send that cake in?
What?
Help me out, Ebony.
What have you done, Pop?
Tragic scenes there from The Oval. In other news, someone's come in with a copy of the Daily Express. It's a celebration issue, because now we're free of the clutches of the European superstate. Kettles.
Turn it off, Andy. This could be an important PPI call. Hello, Pod here.
Hello, is Slavik BBC guy here?
What bit of the BBC, Slavik?
All of it. I run BBC 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, radio, whatever.
I thought it was David Attenborough who was in charge.
Slavik Chipper, all BBC channels is outsourced now. I also do bathrooms, fix computer, drive it to airport, kitchen extensions, no planning, you know what I'm saying? You speak to Slavik.
The slimmer, fitter and arguably better value BBC was not only good news for the licence payer, but also for Pod, as he was to discover when he presented himself for a meeting at the new controller's office, above 99p land in Redcar, a shot in the arm for the hard-pressed northeast.
Dovidenya, Pod, Nigelia.
Yeah, cheers, Slavik. Cheers, pal. Pally-ski.
What did the new controller say, Pod? Are you slated to replace the suspiciously incapacitated TMS team?
No, Slavik's got a load of his Romanian mates from Slough who can do the commentary job for a fraction of the price. Huh. Their English isn't great, but they're a bit more on it, to be honest.
So what does that mean for Dave Podmore?
They're looking for the next larger-than-life cricketer reality star. Yeah. After Vaughnee, Rant, Goffey did Strictly, Hoggy did MasterChef. Yeah,
and I see from my Beeb Goss Twitter feed that Tuffers is delivering the next set of Reith lectures, entitled Happy Days? So, he obviously didn't go down with food poisoning then.
Oh, he'd survive anything after he did I'm a Celeb in the Jungle. Cockroaches, kangaroo, knackers, even the second 11 lunches at Uxbridge. But Slavik's taking the BBC in a new direction. And they're quite rightly worried about left-wing bias and political correctness gone mad. Aye. So, they're looking for someone with no-nonsense views, cheeky twinkle in his eye, in other words.
A right-wing bigot.
Very much so. I tick the diversity boxes.
So, as regards TMS Pod, you've got bigger fish to fry.
Bake, Andy.
Is the crowning glory of any career, be it thespian, sporting, musical, literary, or just being married to a prime minister, to be invited into the hallowed tent of Celebrity Bake Off?
Let's meet our celebrity contestants. Ready, steady, meet! First up, she's top of the Sunday Times bestseller lists, Scarlett off Gogglebox. You've kicked Hilary Mantel into the remainder's bin. What are you going to do for us on Bake Off?
I'm going to have a bit of a giggle, not understand anything, wear some lippy and probably win.
Smashing. Next up, Sir John Chilcott. Bit of a change from putting alleged war criminals on the spot. What are you going to bake, Chilks?
All will be revealed in the fullness of time, and I wouldn't want to prejudice the result by premature disclosure.
Oh. Don't want anything premature, do we? Who's next? Celebrity cricketer and token bigot, who's not unfamiliar with tarts. Dave Podmore, you must have encountered a few tasty ones on tour.
Very much so, Sue. As I say, custard tarts, scotch eggs, also eclairs at tea time. I'm not that partial to quiche, to be honest.
It was a far from ideal start for the Podman. Double entendre-wise, the scoreboard was reading an embarrassingly egg-shaped naught. Watching the show in his van, BBC controller Slavik ordered that, in the interest of cost, all the other Bake Off contenders must be outsourced to Rory Bremner.
Hello, good evening and welcome. They'll be dancing on the streets tonight, I tell you. Nice to see you, nice.
Morning, everyone.
Bang! Off come Nigel Mansell's wheels!
Pod scraped through to the next round on a technicality, after Sir John Chilcott set the timer on his oven to take his scones out in the year 2026. But Pod was playing catch-up and he knew it. Dave Podmore wasn't the first cricketer to struggle to find something meaningful to do after his playing career, as this early antecedent of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here shows in a rare archive recording.
It's the wireless programme everyone's talking about across the Dominions. I'm a gentleman, please make immediate arrangements for my departure. And who's this having an unspeakable time in the north of England? Why, it's former cricket captain Mr. Pelham Warner, undertaking a series of frightful challenges such as speaking to local people, calling his luncheon dinner, and having his cheese course after his pudding.
This is absolutely revolting. Go on, get it down, you muckum.
Then you can have a reek bonny timber in front of the stove, like.
If you wish to see Mr. Warner remain in the Northeast, send a telegram, but don't use the postal service to vote as it'll arrive too late and you may be charged.
Fast forward to the 50s, and we find cricketers involved in a novel experiment, a precursor of Gogglebox.
What's this? Television viewers being televised watching television? Science fiction? No, science fact. What do you reckon that's going round, Eric?
Oh, I reckon it's going to be a jug, Alec.
Here we have Surrey's famous Bedser twins, Alec and Eric. After a hard day's play at the Oval, they're watching the Potter's Wheel.
It's never a jug, Eric. It's a vase, and no mistake. Well, whatever it is, I think we can both agree it's most entertaining. And I don't know about you, Alec, but I wouldn't mind another one of these here channels.
Maybe an adult channel.
Oh, steady on. I'll tell you what I'd like to see. A lady historian what can't stop dressing herself up.
Gotcha. Have another bottle of stout and calm down. Look, the wheel's going around again. And again. And again. Oh, yes. Look. And again. And again.
Look.
Look at that. And again. And again.
Well, it's 8 o'clock, and that's quite enough television for one night.
Back in the tent, Pod was still the 5,000-to-1 outsider to win Celebrity Bake Off. But he had a stroke of luck when his arch-rival, make that rivals, Rory Bremner, was disqualified for turning the air blue in an uncanny impression of Gordon Ramsay, sadly before the watershed. Once in the final, head-to-head against Gogglebox's Scarlet, Pod was struggling to do himself justice, in front of TV's Mr. Bake Off, Paul Hollywood.
What are you doing, Pod?
Just baking a cake, Paul.
Are you getting your fingers sticky?
Bottom soggy?
Look, I can't do this. I give up.
Don't throw it all away, mate.
Look, I'm an ex-cricketer. I can bring kiddies out of comas. I can open a shop. I can talk about retaining our sovereignty from an unelected liberal elite. But I can't do innuendo.
Just try a little one. Just say baps.
Ooh. Five Live News and the police have announced a breakthrough in the Test Match Special poisoning case. They've finally come up with a name. They're calling the investigation Operation Cakey McCakeface. And there were promising TMS debuts for the new Romanian commentary team at the second test at Old Trafford earlier today.
Me look draga toată lumea este bolnavă pigeon de Corporal Jones's bloșit. Don't panic, don't panic.
Oh, Santi!
Pana Fawlty Towers.
Blackadder, Blackadder! Fawlty, Fawlty!
Meanwhile, as tonight's final of Celebrity Bake Off approaches, we've had a tweet in saying, good luck, Pod, from @Jason in Durham. As the long odds outsider Dave Podmore continues his amazing innuendo-free run to the finals, we ask, can he pull off another Cinderella result for the East Midlands? And what does it mean for Europe?
Sounds as though you're feeling confident, Pod.
Ah, a few butterflies, but if your butterflies don't buy a lottery ticket, they're not in it to win it, are they?
Nicely put, Pod. Any advance information about your showstopper?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you and the butterflies.
Would the Bake Off finalists both please enter the tent? Walking slowly to make it look more important.
It's good to see the family supporting you, Pod.
Ah, I couldn't not bring the dogs, could I?
And equally good to see Creed back to his old self, pulling that bin over. I'm guessing the credit card must have worked its way through to the fresh air of freedom.
Yep, and Jackie's El Tanfastique loyalty card.
Where is her attractive Jackiness?
She's busy. Right, showtime.
Good luck, Pod.
Your bake's a nice idea, Scarlet.
Aw, thank you, Paul.
A cake in the shape of a television with you on the screen watching yourself on the screen.
Yay! It was in memory of me, Nan.
But it hasn't worked.
Aw.
It's a bit too clever for BBC One, and it's got a funny aftertaste.
Oh, yeah, I've dropped me lippy in the bowl.
That explains why you've got marzipan round your mouth.
Bad luck, Scarlet. Now then, Dave Podmore, will you bring forward your showstopper, please? Ooh, it's a big one! That ship sailed, Sue. So, it's a carrot cake, but unusually tall.
Yep, 5'5". Right, get your spoons. Pull the ribbon, please, Paul.
OK.
Can I introduce my attractive wife, Jackie?
Oh, I'm liking that filling.
And she's orange to match the carrot cake icing. What a lovely touch.
It's Sierra Sandstorm, I think you're fine. 37 quid a square foot.
But she looks good enough to eat. I think we've got a winner.
This year's Celebrity Bake Off champion is Dave Podmore.
Hey,
Congratulations, Pod, you've done it.
Thanks, Andy. Just don't touch me, I don't like it. And don't touch my showstopper.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, officer.
Can we have a little word, please?
So, another triumph for the East Midlands. I'm here at the Celebrity Bake Off after party, reporting exclusively from Dave Podmore's house to Radio 1 County. And I'll try and get a word with the man of the moment and hero of the hour and every other hour, as far as I'm concerned.
Very much so, Andy.
Don't tell me I've had enough.
Oh, is that Mary?
You had us all worried there, Pod, for a minute, when the police arrived.
Oh, yeah, no, they nabbed me for a disgraced chief constable's leaving do. I'm doing the cabaret. They want level 9 near them otherwise.
Oh, that's good to hear, because I did wonder if they'd come to arrest you for poisoning the TMS commentary team with that cake.
Oh, that, no. I did try with all the rat poison and bleach, but it wouldn't rise. Oh. Cleaned the pan nicely. But, no, they've narrowed the suspects down to, I think, about 4,000 fans of the shipping forecast. They hate it being interrupted by cricket.
Well, understandable. Happily, Pod's back where he belongs.
That's right. Rolling on the floor with me dogs. Who's the daddy? Who's daddy's business in this outfit? You did ditcher.
I meant back home with Jackie. Where is the effervescent Chatelaine of the Poderosa, a.k.a. the Orange Fondant Surprise?
She's upstairs. Paul Hollywood's helping her get all the cake off. Hell of a nice guy, Andy, the Hollymeister. We've got the same taste in clothes, have you noticed?
I have noticed.
Mm. We're thinking of doing an arena tour. Working title, two fat blokes with fake tans, goatees and black shirts with the sleeves rolled up.
Well, that's two tickets sold. Yours truly and mum. And put me down for a signed chef's hat.
You'll have to wear your trousers, though, Andy. What are you doing working in your pants?
An irresponsible bet, Pod. I didn't think you'd win Bake Off. Unlike your BBC controller friend Slavik, he bet half the licence fee on you at 5,000 to 1.
Joking! How much did he win?
Let's just say I've got my biscuit trolley back and the Carpenter's CD.
Oh, so I've saved the BBC?
Yep.
Didn't mean to do that.
Just time to sign off with my outro. You've been listening to Andy Hamer in the afternoon in his pants. Now, high time we had some traffic news. Over to HRH Prince William up in the Jamcopter. How's it looking today, Wills? Any mayhem on the A426?
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Christopher Douglas, Nick Newman and Andrew Nichols for their help in making this programme. And, as I say, Lewis McLeod and Nicholas Sanderson. Dave Podmore's Big Bake Off Bash was produced by John Harvey and was a hat-trick production for the BBC in association with Bet Broke Lads of Borrowash. Go on, get drunk on the sofa with your mates, jump up and down looking at your phone and put a stupid bet on. It's the Broke Lads' life. Tap, tap, boom.